He's saying that basically the use of the war on terror, this all-encompassing phrase to rally the West in the wake of the September 11 attacks, was a mistake and possibly counterproductive. It possibly did more harm than good. And in so doing, he delivers quite a devastating critique on the foreign policy of the Bush administration, which is, as we know, has got 5 days left to run.
To what extent is this a devastating critique of the Tony Blair administration?
Well, yes, by implication, that too. But the war on terror was never a phrase that British officials, even under Tony Blair, really embraced in the same way that became the kind of defining mission of the Bush administration. But yes, by criticizing Bush administration, he does, by implication, also criticize Tony Blair.
And as you say, it is just a few days before Barack Obama is sworn in as American president. The war on terror is not going to be a phrase that we hear from Barack Obama.
No, that's right. They are dropping it. And it's very clear from being around British officials and being around David Miliband that they feel much more at ease with the new administration in terms of the fit for their view of the world and their view of what long-term strategy should be. And in the last few days, even, relations between the British and the Americans have deteriorated because the British were trying to get a ceasefire resolution through the UN. The Americans said they were going to support it. They changed their minds at the last moment and abstained. And the British are quite bitter about that.
Julian, you're speaking to us from Uttar Pradesh in India. David Miliband is going to be speaking in Mumbai, a city shattered by terrorist attacks at the end of last year. Is Britain offering any assistance to the Indian authorities, keen to prevent any future outrage?
Yeah, I think there is a certain amount of technical assistance, counter-terrorism assistance. David Miliband is also offering his good offices because he will present the case to Islamabad and trying to bridge the divide that there is between India and Pakistan in the wake of the Mumbai attacks. And that has raised tensions and, you know, brought back fears of another Indian-Pakistani war. And so David Miliband is trying to convince Pakistan to take further measures against the group alleged to have been behind the Mumbai attacks, Lashkar-e-Taiba, to the extent that they satisfy Indian public opinion.